Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're trying to eat better, Catalina Crunch Cereal has the crunch you crave without the empty carbs. It's absolutely delicious. Most zero sugar foods don't taste delicious, but Catalina Crunch really nails this. Zero sugar, low carb, keto friendly. Plus, it packs a whopping 11 grams of plant-based protein and 9 grams of fiber per serving. Taste for yourself why over 10,000 customers rate Catalina Crunch 5-star. They've got 8 crave-worthy flavors to choose from, like nostalgia, including inducing cinnamon toast, decadent dark chocolate, and creamy chocolate peanut butter. Not sure which flavor to try first? That's why the variety packs exist. Gluten-free, grain-free, non-GMO, only real, clean ingredients, nothing artificial. How'd you like it, Kevin?
I loved it. It was amazing. I was like, dang. Gluten-free, I'd be like, ugh, gluten-free, yuck, usually. But this time I said, okay, gluten-free. It's gluten-free, but it ain't free of the flavor. I was crunching on this like Catalina. Gluten-free, grain-free, non-GMO. Only real clean grannies get on your hoes.
Right. See why Catalina Crunch Cereal is the fastest growing cereal brand in America. Just go to CatalinaCrunch.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
For 15% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's CatalinaCrunch.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
Not sure which flavor to try. Start with? Try a variety pack and check out their delicious cookie and snack mixes while you're at it. Again, that's CatalinaCrunch.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
For 15% off your first order plus free shipping.
All right. And 5, 4, 3. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Church announcements. If you missed Keep Your Distance Comedy, you missed it. It was great.
Oh, Link's gone.
Link's gone. Ambria Allen, because of you guys, because of your amazingness, Ambria Allen, at the time of taping for Keep Your Distance, she had 8,000 followers. At the time of this recording, she has 19,700 followers.
Ooh, let's get her to 20K.
Over 10,000 new followers because of Keep Your Distance Comedy.
This is impact.
a transformative amount of people.
Man, it's almost like you don't understand it, Kev.
300 people, please. Can we get an offering line going? If you're not following Ambria Allen, she stole the show.
She was great.
She stole the show. There are a lot of funny people, but to me, she stood out. And Tony Baker jokes about his son. If you saw them, you should feel grateful. Mm-hmm. This is why Tony Baker is the best. To me, Kevin. He is just really good at the art of stand-up comedy.
And he finished his set with an improv set?
And he finished his set with his improv. Tony's improv is as funny as people's prepared jokes. Mm-hmm. And that is unfair to people in the world, but such is life. All right.
That's life.
The Super Bowl was this weekend. Mm. Angel and family were over. Amar was eating a protein bar while snacks and candy and chips were available. He
getting his macros in.
He was getting his macros.
Yeah, like my baby, my son... He, you know, is a different breed. He does what he wants. Mm. I tried to lure him in with a Twinkie, and he said no. He said, I don't want it.
He saw no BS at the bottom of that bar and was like, that's what I'm talking about.
That's his life.
That's how you market to me. Mm-hmm. Forget whatever, 4 dates, 2 eggs. No BS is what I'm all about.
I don't need all that color. This is a dark brown bag with white writing. That's it. That's the way he sees life.
I said, give me a 5, Amar. He said... He gave me 3 fingers slowly pressed into the palm of my hand.
Exactly. He was like, you don't know what you're going to do with the whole 5.
I'm not making no sound. What do you think? I am a jive turkey? Now go back to your red line district and vote for Amar.
Yes.
But anyway, we watched the Super Bowl. I mean, I was watching the Super Bowl. Everybody in the house wasn't as into it. It was just a reason to eat wings, mostly, I realized, as the game went on. Because it was a good game, but nobody was like, oh. People were just like, yeah, man. So
it was the whole second half.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then I was like, Melissa, Angel, Marcus, and Greg were playing improv games.
It was great.
In the second half of the game. Well, the Rams were driving on Matt Stafford.
We did watch. We all were focused on that halftime show. The most important part.
Before the halftime show.
What happened?
OBJ the greatest, got hurt.
Before that. Before the game.
I didn't even hear about this because they said I would have been lulled.
Oh.
Lulled.
The queen of R&B. Jhené Aiko.
Don't do this.
Opened up.
Don't speak on her name, Kevin.
I'm blocked. Listen to it?
So I
love how
know.
You can't even tag her in your tweets anymore.
I can't even tag her to let her
Good
know
riddance.
How impressed I
Good
was.
Riddance,
she sang
Kevin.
America the Beautiful.
She sang and was it beautiful? It was.
That's I hear a lot of people saying it was beautiful. Hold on, let
it
me
was,
mute.
It was us. Great.
Can I listen?
I am a fan.
Let me see.
I was refreshed.
I can't stand you.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh, she's got a pretty voice.
She's got a gorgeous voice.
Come on. This is, yes.
Ain't it pure?
It is.
It's like LaCroix of a powerful voice.
She sounds like a cherub.
Stop it.
Come on. Come on! She will never lose her voice.
Never! She's going to be like Elder Barnes.
She will be able to tour.
She can do 6 shows a night.
A night! I mean, it is. She does have a very beautiful voice. I will never take that from her.
But it says she got the volume of Lent.
Oh, come on. There was a harp. Well, you know when.
Oh, you know she. Harp and sound bowls is her jam.
Yes.
Harp and sound bowls is her jam. Now, what was super whack on the Super Bowl's part?
They messed up.
They put Jhené Aiko's name under Mickey Guyton. They were like, ladies and gentlemen, Jhené Aiko. And it was Mickey Guyton.
The wrong Chiron.
She was the black girl who sings country music.
Uh huh, right.
And she had sang the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's fast forward to.
Hold on. Not too far. I thought The Rock was going to rap.
Oh. What did he do? Because I knew he was supposed to do something.
He Michael Buffered the Super Bowl.
He did like a 5-minute monologue on your dreams coming in.
It's about
fruition.
Drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. He didn't put in the work. Put in the hour.
That's
a more in my veins.
Why do you know it so well?
Because it was a TikTok sound for like 2 months.
But no, that sounds like back to like the 90s when you write down lyrics. That's how well you know it. It's about drive. It's about power. Take it back.
We stay hungry. We devour. In the work, put in the hours and take what's out. And that's when the lion makes the sound.
Uh-huh. You broke these down. This is not, it was a TikTok.
Black got some more in my veins. Strange culture banging with Stray or something like that. Strange culture banging with.
No, it's something. It ends with strange.
Yeah, I think strange music is your boy's label. Tech Nine. I get lost after it's about drive, it's about power.
Now what's my focus? See, I did it again. I bleeped out the wrong word.
You did Tony Roberts joke. We need to go to the CAR and smoke the dope.
That joke was hilarious.
You spelled the wrong thing, and they know how to spell car.
They know how to spell car. Now they know. Anyway. Now they wonder what dope is. I always bleep out the wrong goddamn word. And what's my? I'm just cussing. Just say the whole cuss word.
You bleeped out mother.
Yes, I do it all the time.
My culture banging was strange. That's what it is.
I tried to tell you strange was at the end.
I knew it, but I didn't know what he said. My culture.
You were like strange culture banging in chains.
That's what I said. And I forgot. I actually missed this. That's why I didn't see it because my son was he had it on Shang-Chi right before the game. Mary sang.
Did you see their performance?
I saw it later on Instagram. I didn't see it live.
I didn't either.
But they sang.
Lift every voice and sing.
Lift every voice.
No. Hold on, just 2 seconds. Lift every voice and sing. Because I was wondering what they were going to do out there in them blue suits. Okay, come on, give me all the. And the okay, youth orchestra. Yes, you know I was in a youth orchestra. What they about to do? I just want to hear 2 seconds of them. They got more hips and tail and thighs than any other gospel group. Oh, they sound beautiful. That's all I need to hear.
Let me see. Was that at, were they on the field?
No. They put them outside.
Why y'all put Miriam and Miriam outside?
They can't have all that Holy Ghost. Oh, wait,
but the people heard it.
Yes.
Oh, people heard Miriam.
I would have boo-hooed.
Come on, Miriam and Miriam.
Have they ever sang the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl?
No.
I would have wept.
I'm almost certain they haven't.
I don't think they have either.
I've watched a lot of Super Bowls and I ain't. First of all, that was Jhené Aiko ain't black, right?
She half black, half Asian.
She half black?
Of course she is. You don't see that blackness up on that girl. So her dad is somebody's a pediatrician.
Pediatrician in the army?
So she is Native American, African American. Her father's Native African and Jewish.
Mm.
Her mother is Spanish, Dominican, and Japanese. So she got all of it. She's got everything together. This is according to Wikipedia.
She got 50 shades of race in there.
Her mother was a lot of stuff. Her mother probably already looked like her. For her mother to be Spanish, Dominican, and Japanese.
I think she's really close.
Apparently she's not. She got some black. That ain't half black.
Yes, it's enough.
Don't try to change the rules. Remember Octoroon and all that?
She's not Octoroon. That's more Dominican. No,
I'm saying people try to change the rules. Before it was one drop.
It's still the same for me. I mean, you know what? My philosophy on that has changed a little bit. Before, I used to make no distinction between someone with two black parents versus someone with one.
I'm going to get blocked for 50 Shades of Race for sure.
Yeah. I don't even know why I'm blocked. What made you change your mind?
I did not. They used to be all the same. Somebody be like, "Oh, she by." I'm like, "That's black."
She by race.
Yeah. I did not realize for some people who appear biracial that their plight through blackness looks quite different than someone with two black parents. I didn't recognize that until I was a grown woman. I was like, they black. They not white. That's what I know for sure. Yeah. They can't pass for white, so they're black. So now there's some differentiation for me because I realized you had a different experience.
Absolutely. Mike McDaniel, he's an NFL coach. He just got a job a head coaching job. Mm-hmm. And they asked him about his dad being black. And he was like, I kind of get asked this all the time. But yes, my dad's black, but I don't see that. I see human. And I was like, I don't feel like you was black folks who was raised black. You black first.
You understand that.
He's white, like he could look like a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Black people who can't pass white, you can't be human first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be black first.
Well, there's very few mixed folk that can pass for white. There's some. But most of them, you know, somebody black was somewhere around in this situation.
Somebody black
was somewhere up in there. Somebody. But yeah, it wasn't until I became an adult. And then I was like, and then I could see the nuances. At first, I was just like, oh, a black person got to do that. A black person. And then I was like, oh, no, it's purposefully not a black person with two parents. That's the reason why they chose that person.
Oh, apparently his dad is half black.
Mm. Who, the Rock?
No, Michael McDaniel.
No.
But I'm telling you, if you're black with, like, I know some people who are black or mixed, I'm sorry, and they raised white with their white mom and their dad wasn't around or whatever, and not raised by black people, around black people, they'd be seeing the world totally different.
In some cases, I have a girlfriend who was not raised by her black father. She was raised by her Jewish mama, and she is the blackest.
Really?
Yes, but her Jewish mother is very inside of Black culture.
She made sure to teach her the way.
I don't even know if it was a made sure. It was just like, this is what you're experiencing. Yeah. So here we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, that was so dope.
What's the rock?
He is half Black and Samoan
in his veins.
It's true.
He just said it. Black and Samoan in my veins. My culture banging with strange.
Well, and I know Samoan people. Samoan people, they're Polynesian. And they do not, from what I have read, consider themselves Black. But when I look at their ancestors, they look alike a us. Like, I was looking at King... I'm about to mess it up. It was like a bunch of Kalamata Talabata. It was
King
like
Kamehameha.
I don't think it was Kamehameha. Oh. It was like
That's a move from Dragon Ball Z.
It was on island of Hawaii. I don't mean to be disrespectful. Oh, was it?
True. No.
I was talking about
Kamehameha is a Hawaiian royalty. Kamehameha is Dragon Ball power.
Oh, maybe it's Kamehameha because that's what's coming up. Yeah. Yep. I'm sorry. I thought there was way more A's in it. Kamehameha, dang it. I'm so sorry. That was so disrespectful. He look alike of us.
Yeah, I've always seen a lot. Black and Samoan people seem to just get along very well. Maybe that's just my, oh yeah.
You see that?
It looked like my granddad.
Yeah, you see that?
A strong chin.
That is but I'm going to claim them. I'm going to claim them even if they don't want to be claimed by us.
Yeah. Speaking of us. We had the Super Bowl halftime show.
Uh-huh.
And it was Black AF. Black and fun.
With the hint of Eminem.
With Eminem. It's so crazy. He was the one who kneeled.
And I thought he was doing a Marvel superhero.
I was watching Dr. Dre on the keys. I was like, you can't play piano.
I literally did not know. I was sitting next to somebody. I don't remember who it was. And he sat down. I was like, oh, he going to go. Dun, 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 dun. And then he played. Dun, 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 dun. I said, hold up. But blacks who play the piano go know that, though. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. But he looked good with it.
He sounded amazing.
I thought he was going to be the cat on the keys.
Yeah. And I didn't know he was musical like that. I knew he was a producer, but not all producers play actual instruments. Right. I was reading up on it. Apparently, he was like he knows how to play a couple of instruments.
I can believe it.
I didn't know. Like, some of the best producers to me start with music first. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying to me, like, Quincy Jones played trombone or trumpet for, like, Ray Charles, and he was, like, 15, 16 years old.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Warren Campbell, he plays, like, everything in the studio.
I can believe
bass, guitar, you know, church boys.
Yeah.
They're going to start on them drums, move over the keys, learn to pick up bass. But I just didn't know Dr. Dre played piano like that. And that's why I didn't realize Eminem was kneeling.
No, I saw him and I was just like, oh, dramatic effects. Miles Morales. Dun, 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 dun. That's what I thought. I had no idea it had anything to do with anything political. I had, like, I think everyone missed it.
No, listen, I was so entranced in the doggone thing that I was like, man, he loves Iron Man.
Right?
I was like, man, Iron Man is his jam. I'm impressed.
Honestly, I looked over and thought he was just creasing those threes.
I did too. And the way he was working out, like, you know, for him, he was doing all that. I was like, maybe he just needs to catch his breath because this is basically a workout for him. And as a Noom subscriber, I know what that feels like to work out, have to catch your breath and do a little work and eat a little right. And look, I'm human, guys. During the Super Bowl, I was eating stuff, you know. It wasn't all Catalina Crunch, and it wasn't all broccoli and leaves. It was mostly 90% wings. Actually, it was like 80% wings, 20% Marcus Mules it was 15% Marcus Mules, 80% wings, 5% baked goods from this place called Porto's, which finally started delivering to my house, which is not
delivering everywhere now.
They're coming all the way out to where I live, and that ain't near where they be. I think Postmates was like, we'll pay you more if you go farther. Ones. Huh?
I wonder if they're doing that to infiltrate.
I think so. Think so, Joshua.
I love it.
But anyway, because of Noom, I was able to get right back on track. Actually, to be honest, I worked out on Super Bowl Sunday. I hiked 6 miles or walked 6 miles. I didn't really hike because I knew I was going to eat trash. And then I was right back at it. That's balance. And that's what Noom's all about. Listen, Noom tells you that 75%, there's a science. Noom is a science-based approach.
I believe in science.
Okay. Unlike other restricted diets and workout programs, Noom Weight uses psychology to empower you with the practical knowledge and skills you need to build smarter and more sustainable long-term habits and behaviors. It's a psychology-based approach that separates them from everybody else. More than 75% of users complete the program. 60% of users lose 5% or more body weight by 16 weeks. And more than 60% of users engage with the program, keep the weight off for a year more. Noom believes in science. Part of the heart of everything that they do. They publish more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles that inform users, practitioners, scientists, and the public about their methods and how effective they are. Sign up for your trial today and get a psychology. Sign up for your trial today and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at noom.com/SK.
SK.
Once again, that's noom.com/SK.
SK.
To sign up for your trial. And now back to the show. Psychology.
That word would have tripped me up too.
Anyway, so the Super Bowl halftime performance was probably top five for me. You had Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, and Anderson .Paak on the drums. Mm-hmm. Right?
Kendrick Lamar.
I knew I was forgetting someone. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent hung upside down probably for the first time since he did the In the Club video.
In the Club video. That wasn't him actually being really hung upside down. They just flipped the camera.
But
like they just superimposed it. Yeah,
so they he probably just hung upside down for the first time ever.
That poor baby's entire body went to his face.
It did. He looked like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle about the head. I said, he is going to pass out. It was going to be, go shorty.
It was really funny because I didn't. He wasn't announced to perform, right?
No. I didn't know. Yeah, he was about Murray.
You can put me in the. Come give me a hug.
I thought he was gonna catch a cramp.
Mary J. Blige was.
She gave. Let me tell you about crispy chicken. Let me tell you about Mary. Mary showed up and showed out. I'm going to tell you something else. She was like, y'all going to give me a chance to be on one of the largest stages ever? I am not holding anything back. She came up in there dressed like Storm from the X-Men with that gorgeous silver outfit, boots up to the thigh, unit down to her buttocks.
Yes.
And they Mary danced up there. She's like, y'all going to get this kick, step, kick, step, touch, kick. All up and do it.
She also laid out that became a massive
Andy's
meme.
Coming.
Of course.
Oh, man. Andy's Coming was hilarious.
Why did she do that?
Because you're going to end with dramatics, with drama.
There's a meme of her where she was like, The thing is, I want you to be clear. Don't get it twisted. Although we make fun of Mary J. as blacks, we love her.
Love.
People love to make fun of her dances and all that, but don't get it twisted.
Oh, yeah.
She is black folks' royalty.
Absolutely.
Folks love Mary Jane Blige. And that's her real name, by the way.
I love it.
I did not know. I thought it was a stage name because it was too cool to be like a real name.
Yeah.
But her name is Mary J. Blige.
My mama named her after marijuana.
Her mom was like, Mary Jane. That's a great name for a daughter.
Mary Jane. She looks so good. That woman is 50 years old, looking like a whole meal.
She looks great. She also hasn't really aged terribly in the last 20 years.
Well, she wears the really good units because that's usually what'll tell a woman's age.
Is her hair?
Like, yes, because we all kind of a little bit thin, like just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not saying that everybody just loses all their hair. And we don't ever really ever get to see Mary's real hairline ever.
Never. Did I tell you about the story of the background singer?
Yes, you did. Book that girl's flight up out of there. Mary was like, I'll sing whatever note I want to sing. But her body looks great. Like she has done really good at maintaining herself and keeping herself looking great so that. When I think back to Madonna's performance, when she performed at the Super Bowl, Madonna looked elderly. Madonna did a cartwheel. I just feel like once you do a cartwheel during a performance, you got to retire. Mary J said, I'm not doing cartwheels.
She said,
and she did like this.
You and Quinn's said, videos of her. That's what,
I loved it. Oh,
also, Kendrick Lamar is one of the few rappers who gives a very good performance. Mm-hmm. Like, he had choreography. Usually rappers are just like,
oh yeah, no, he's, you know what I'm saying, performer.
He always has something else, and it separates him from his peers. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, when I saw him in Beyonce, he don't be.
Oh, he is like watching paint dry. I'm like, sir, why are you here? Well, y'all said y'all are on the run, but you look like you are on the toilet. You are just sitting.
He was on the walk. And it was really highlighted because he's standing next to Beyonce. Usually rappers are rapping with rappers.
Yeah.
So it's not as obvious, but Beyonce just had this 16 people out here fire, right, smashing through water, and you just come out here like,
yes,
big pimp, big.
Right.
Sing.
The other, the part big that pimp, makes pimp. Kendrick, I think, a really good performer as well is that his studio voice translates very well into performance voice.
That's true.
Because, you know, a lot of rappers, the song could, you know, you can find me in the club, but then when they get on stage, you can find me in the club. Come on. It's like, that is not what it sounds like on the tape. But Kendrick's performance voice and studio voice are almost seamlessly the same, which I like.
Yeah. Also, Josh put me onto this. Apparently, they were not trying to pay the dancers for the Super Bowl. So if you don't know, the NFL does not pay the musical artists to perform. Dr. Dre spent $7 million of his own money to put up that Super Bowl performance.
I thought usually the sponsor, I know the NFL doesn't pay, but I thought like if Pepsi wanted to be the sponsor of the halftime show.
They pay the NFL that, not the artists. So the NFL's like, what? That's crazy. You wanted what? Nope. What you get is exposure. And people always be like, don't pay me an exposure. And we mean that. Mm-hmm. However, if the exposure is the majority of the America and large parts of the world are watching this.
Yeah.
That type of exposure is like, if I got to perform for the Super Bowl, the NFL is like, we ain't going to pay you, but you got right. 11 no, no, minutes.
No. I was right. The NFL pays for the production costs.
The production costs. They don't pay talent fees though.
Oh, no, no. That's not something that's.
So what did Dr. Dre spend $7 million
that's
on?
That's what I was trying to get you to understand. The production. That does not. No, the NFL pays for production costs. Period. Because most of these, think about it. Bruno Mars, as big as he was, could not have afforded to pay for everything that happened on the field when he performed. Mm. They just don't pay you to perform. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, if you had to perform in
they
a play.
Below the line.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce didn't get a check from the NFL.
No, heck no. Mm. She
but she didn't spend for everything.
She did not have to spend to be there. She just didn't make money to be
there. Got it. So wait, so you said The Weeknd paid like $11 million. What did he pay? Was that more than? I don't understand what they're paying for.
I think he put in either like part of his label budget for touring or something that year. Because The Weeknd did pay money out of his own pocket.
So whatever it like, his are they pocket not,
came
they,
from, whether it was the label fund or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
so they maybe they got some extra stuff that the NFL maybe gives a budget. Like,
so wait, why are the dancers not part of the production budget then?
Well, according to this article that I'm reading right now, is that performers receive a union scale, which is very tiny. Mm-hmm. It's like, it says a fraction of a 6 or 7 figure sum. But the dancers, if they're not getting paid at all, especially with that show, there was a lot of dancers.
Yeah.
So it might've been like some of the like extra dancers did not get paid. And maybe some of like the more, more featured dancers were, because you had the Sea Walkers.
Yep.
You had the girls dancing around 50. You had the girls dancing around Mary. You had the heavyset cheerleaders.
Yep.
There was a gang of folks. So yeah. I don't know if it was like all across the board, none of the dancers got paid, or if it was like only if you were like featured with Mary.
Right.
Mary
right.
made sure y'all got y'all's union. But if you down there in the Dickies, be happy.
You know, it's crazy. So, you know, Candace Renee was at the Super Bowl Seawalking.
Yes.
I don't understand her. I thought she was just going to be at the game, but every part of her reel, she was more and more part of it until on the field.
She's like, I am here.
But there's an Instagram girl named Storm DeBarge who does the family function videos. I've posted a couple of them. It's just black excellence.
Yeah, Kendrick dances. Go ahead.
She choreographed the seawalking part of that performance.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, It was super L.A.
It was great.
The ground was the...
The map of L.A. It was so fire.
And there was traffic in the map.
Of course, because they could never get a picture of L.A. without traffic. That performance made me realize I am this close to being a West Coast woman.
Yes. How many years have you been here now? 15?
19.
19?
Oh, next year. You're a part of it.
Next year will be year 20. I have lived. Yeah, so when I was in your living room, see, walking and doing this, I was like, wait a minute. No, but this is actually real. My entire marriage has been in California. I've birthed all of my children in California.
Your children have no recollection of living anywhere else.
This is it.
They are from here.
They are Valley boys.
They are.
Ain't that crazy?
Wow.
Joe doesn't remember anything from Washington but stairs, but he wasn't born here. Your kids were, Amar was born in Orange County.
On their birth certificate, it says Santa Monica, California. All of them.
They were born in Santa Monica?
Absolutely. I said, where are the whites having their kids? Where are the rich white people? I didn't want to do it at the Cedar Sinai because that's where rich people go to die. Mm-hmm. That's where
celebrities be dead up in there.
They be dead up in there. I said, no, we ain't going. Where do the rich people get born and live?
Speaking of dead, did I tell y'all what I seen the other day?
Who? Somebody.
I was walking around Joe's soccer practice, right? And there's a hospital near his soccer practice. And on the outside of the hospital, they have a whole bunch of shipping containers. Not a whole bunch, but like four in a row. Never noticed them on my walk before. I mean, never. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm walking down this hill and I look inside. I mean, I look and the shipping container door is open. And I don't even think nothing of it because I'm not really paying attention. Right?
I told you. You told me this yesterday.
Okay. So I walk through Angel or by. The door is open, light on. Hospital workers are in there, security and like a nurse. The doggone shipping container is full of dead bodies.
That's what kept guests for being nosy.
I wasn't. Angel, it was like 30, 40 dead bodies in shelves. They had made like shelving units. They had an AC, like a generator cooling them down. They were all covered, though. You have to, because otherwise you would smell the bodies. They were covered up like Jesus. You know, he was wrapped in the white. Mm-hmm. When they put him in the tomb, they was covered up like that. But the dude was loading up a body on the rail.
Yeah.
And I was like, this excess COVID?
Yeah.
Because the morgue is too full. They keeping the bodies outside. Kevin, I freaked out a little bit.
What did you do?
I was like, this is what I get for, this is why black people, we mind our business. I should have been looking straight. But I just was like, this is,
Oh my God.
Inside. And then I was like, I'm never walking again. This is why I don't need to exercise. This is why I just need to sit down and look at TikToks while my son practices. Because now I have the image and I can see it so clearly. And I was like, first of all, you fit a lot of dead bodies in here. And I was like, the morgue must be full.
Yeah.
Why are they outside? Just in the cold.
And it's not cold all the time. Was it a refrigerator truck?
It was they had a generator that was humming and I didn't even pay attention to it. But this yesterday I walked around and I was like, that's the dead body one. You can hear the generator. It's in the back keeping them cold, blowing in cold air.
Listen, we can thank a black man for that. A black man invented
air conditioning?
No, invented refrigerated trucks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We was inventing stuff.
We were. That's a random black history fact. This is still black history.
Claudette Colvin.
Okay. What was? No. I got a black history fact. Josh?
Oh, no.
Kevin? What was
the first
commercially successful rap song?
So I'm going to say Sugar Hill Gang.
Commercially successful?
What? How do you define that?
What is that?
That's the question. Answer it.
Sugar Hill Gang.
What's the scale? I would say Straight Outta Compton.
Hip, hopping, you don't stop. Rocking to the bang, bang.
Is that what you think?
Okay, here's my real answer. It's about drive. It's about power.
Josh, I was expecting for you to say KDC. What did you say? What did you be saying?
KDC.
You be saying that?
The NWA song.
No, it's Rapper's Delight.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I told you I was going to get one.
I know. I knew
Claudette Colvin. I just could not think of her name on the spot.
You knew.
But to be honest, I didn't know that. But maybe a year and a half before, I saw a documentary on that. And apparently there was people before Claudette Colvin as well. I didn't know that Rosa Parks, that was part of a like thing.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was just like she just had enough that day. But it was part of a bigger plan and strategy. And they had picked her, from what I read, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, one more question.
Okay, please, because I only got one of your... This is the first one I got right.
What famous... since you got that right, Josh can do it. What famous female performer was a spy for the French in World War II?
You know World War II is my war.
Come on, Josh.
Spy for the French?
Yeah.
I got nothing. Like, I don't even have a remote answer to give.
Yeah!
A spy for the French? Okay, who was singing World Wars 1940? Spy for the French? Does she live in France?
A spy for the French.
Oh, against?
A spy for the French.
Okay, so she probably spoke French. Anna Marie Lastrassi.
Josh, I think you would actually know this. I do.
Etta James.
No.
Billie Holiday.
No.
Josephine Baker.
You looked at the thing.
Is that who it is?
It is. I thought you would have just guessed that. You don't
know Josephine Baker? I mean, I was seeing the chat.
Josephine Baker is, though. He might not know about her, but I just figured he would just go to old black women and just be like, that's what I figured.
Oldblackwomen.com.
Yes, Josephine Baker was over there speaking the French. She learned it on Babbel. Yes, she did.
Working into it.
Falling in français.
Do you see what she's doing, Baby Yoda? Is that even true, or is it just all a part of your elaborate plan?
If listen, but if she didn't know French, she would have went on Babbel and been like, hold on. Hold on.
Parlez vous français, cuz?
I'm going to be a spy. Listen, if you are trying to learn a new language like myself, I am busy trying to learn this good old Spanish because I want to be able to speak the language because I am going to Mexico this summer.
You're going to
want... Mm-hmm. Full wedding.
Nice.
You're going to want to use Babbel. They have sold more than 10 million subscriptions. It is not only a new way of learning a new language, it's also fun and engaging, and you can make it a hobby. You can also use it while you're checking travel off of your list. While Babbel process is addictively fun and fast and easy, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons for real-world use. Truly, when I compare it to my high school experience of learning language, this is how they should be teaching it to everybody, because you are getting to where you're actually trying to get to, which is conversation. You want to be able to communicate with folks. You don't want to be sitting there having to like be stuck on, oh, this conjugation right here, or oh, this, like, there's a lot of things that I feel like in regular traditional classrooms that you get stuck on that does not allow you to get to the point where you want to be able to be at communicating with people. Babbel's 15-minute language lessons make it a perfect way to learn a language on the go. Other language apps use artificial intelligence for their lesson plans, but Babbel, their lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, you can purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription. You'll get an additional 3 months for free. So when you purchase 3 months, you get 3 additional months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code SK.
SK.
That's Babbel.com. Code SK.
SK.
Babbel. Language learning for life. Now, as we are heading into spring, listen, Easter going to be around the corner. You just going, flowers are going to be in bloom. But what is your yard going to be looking like? Okay. What is it going to look like? What is going on over in your lawn? Because if you don't have Sunday, you don't know what's going on. It's hard to imagine, but spring is almost here, and we are so close to feeling the soft grass under our feet. But first, we need to get our lawn back. Thankfully, Sunday gets your lawn growing and helps to keep it healthy all season you get it? Worried about all the chemicals you're using to keep your yard looking its best? Traditional lawn care lays down about 90 million pounds of pesticides each year. Sunday is different. They're on a mission to change how people care for their yards. Most of us might not think about our lawns in the winter, but it's time to prep for this year. You're probably thinking you have so much work to do to get it green and get it healthy again. But Sunday takes all the work out of it. Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or nasty chemicals. Let me tell you, Sunday is one of the easiest things you could ever use. Literally, they do analyze your yard. They take like an overhead picture of your yard. They figure out the size. They look at where the sun hits it. They're getting all the information they need. And then they send you a pouch with the stuff you need to put on your yard. You attach it to a hose, you spray your yard down. I'm telling you, depending on the size of your yard, you're not doing more than like 20 minutes of work. Like, and I feel like I'm being generous with time right now. You really don't need that much. It's for someone like me who does not have a green thumb. It is foolproof completely. So easy to do, and your lawn will thank you. And it's safe. When you got kids and you don't want your kids around all that like chemicals and pesticides, you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about it, sweetheart. Best of all, the stuff really works. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit getsunday.com/SK20. That's 20% off your custom plan at getsunday.com/SK20.
SK20. What do I want to go to next? Let me think. Let me just decide. Let's go here. I just want to say this real quick. I don't want to talk about Kanye's antics or anything like that. I actually feel bad for Kim Kardashian. And I also feel like this ain't none of my business. I don't want to be a part of it. I would like to be excluded from this narrative. But there's this common theme that people keep saying that black women, Kanye needs a black woman to save him.
Whatever.
And Candace Marie Bimbo wrote an article, and the title is Black Women Aren't Tylenol. Let me read you just her series of tweets, because I agree with this sentiment. This is Candace Marie Bimbo, author of Red Lip Theology. Kanye doesn't need a black woman. Kanye needs therapy, medication, personal responsibility. People, black women especially, need to stop acting like we are the core to foolishness. We are not Tylenol. We are human beings, and we deserve partners who are healthy and mature. Listen, one of the reasons I got into therapy is because I wanted to be a better partner for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my therapeutic journey has made me a better person overall, and therefore, just from doing that work, for my own individualness, mm-hmm. I have become a better partner. I didn't realize how much of your childhood, your trauma, the way you see yourself, the way you're raised, all that spills over into your relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's not all bad,
mm-hmm.
right? Some of it is good. Like, I've talked about this in the Love Hour a lot. My real dad wasn't a big part of my life, and my parents were very busy, like almost all of our parents growing up. I was not unique in that way. But that showed up in my fatherhood. I remember being like, I will not be like mm-hmm. my real dad or my parents. I'm going to be there. So that's good, right? That's a positive experience. But then the negative experience of that positive experience is when I started traveling and touring, I started feeling guilty mm-hmm. because I wasn't there uh-huh. for my kids.
Yeah.
So then I started doing extra stuff and excluding lists, not even consciously doing it.
Mm.
I just wanted so badly to have my children associate good memories with me
yeah.
that I would do stuff with them without her, but right. not like, oh, we're going to do this without your mom, but like, oh, I'm going to do this so you have good memories. And through therapy, I realized, oh, that's actually super weak. Like, you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. Like, cause she never does that. She never did that. She always makes sure like, okay, we all do that as a family. But that's a perfect example of how everything from your childhood doesn't make you bad or wrong or right. mean, but it also isn't completely healthy,
mm-hmm.
right? So I say all that to say, the thing that sucks for Kim is Kanye does all this very publicly. Yeah. And because he is such a big personality, you don't even have to follow Kanye West. If right. you're on the internet, you know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't follow, I don't follow Kanye or Kim.
Right.
But the memes, his dog on holding up a yellow notepad was memed into infinity on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. He is like, he sent her a pickup truck full of roses. And it's just like, dog, the Pete Davidson whole thing. I just be like, I don't want this. Right. I don't want this in my eyes. I wish I could mute anything related to Kanye West.
Muted to me.
Like, but do you see anything?
No.
Nothing?
And nothing.
I mean,
I don't know how I could do that.
The thing is, even if you mute the name, the photos will still circulate. Like,
I
the
ain't seen none of it.
You also don't be on the internet like that.
You're not
like
on
that.
Twitter, though.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at how that worked. I miss it. While watching a train wreck seems interesting at first, mm-hmm. like, ooh, look at, did you see that train wreck?
Yeah.
After a while, it is just like, all right, now.
Yeah.
So, and I also, based on his own admission, know he has has mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So I also don't want to be entertained by that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that to be a part of my entertainment for real.
And you know he's suffering from mental illness, so it's like, I want you to get the help.
Right.
I want you to get help. It's not funny to me, Kevin.
Mm-mm.
It's not like, and it's not also not like, oh, that's, I've seen some people, even women, be like, I know this is like a cry for help, but this is how hard I want you to go for me. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. you don't want this. Because this is like the media. It's a lot. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I don't really want to talk about Kanye that much.
I don't, but I'm like, you ain't about to put him on black women. Then you stop that.
No, yeah, that's, listen. And that was a lot of past people were like, ever since his mama. And it's like, I don't mean to
belittle that. Or
I don't, yeah. But we were just talking about this before. Life happens. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, there's the girl in Married at First Sight. Hurricane Kay,
mm-hmm.
her dad had passed away, and everything wrong she did was like, well, my dad had passed away. And then the experts were like, girl, you got to deal with that.
Right.
That cannot be the reason for everything you do wrong.
There's a certain point in the experience where you have to take accountability.
Yes. Of what has happened. And I saw a quote, I don't know if it's a quote or a tweet. Somebody said mental health is not your fault, mm-hmm. but it is your responsibility.
That's what I was about to say. Will Smith said something. He didn't say it specifically about mental health. Mm-hmm. This is probably one of the dopest things I ever heard him say was, you can sit and argue fault all day long.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really where the focus should be. It should be on who is responsible for then getting back right on track.
Yes.
So it could be somebody else's fault that you've had a terrible childhood. It could be somebody else's fault that you feel abandoned. But it is now your responsibility to get back on track.
And yes.
I think, unfortunately, either Kanye is not in the space where he's understanding it's his responsibility, or there's enough people around him that are encouraging him to not make his responsibility to actually get back on the right track. But at the end of the day, he is a grown man who has been able to make millions upon millions of dollars year after year. I believe then that you could also go get help. Like I could see if he was destitute out here, there are homeless people.
Right.
Right. They can't get it together. They also don't have access to it. He making money still and still be making songs. So you can make an appointment to a doctor.
That is an important distinction. We're talking about somebody who has plenty of means to do something. And I just wish he would. Or be quiet. I wish he would, or be quiet. Moving on. Versus, interestingly enough, they try to sneak in a charge for Versus.
They didn't make that up.
And they tried to sneak it in on Music Soulchild versus Anthony Hamilton. And they put it in the comments. They was like, hey, you guys, listen. Also, this Versus, the Valentine's Day special, which is happening after Valentine's Day. And after Valentine's Day, it is not Valentine's Day. It's the most, that holiday is over. It's over.
It is O-V-A. A quick 24 hours.
Dog, it's over now.
That's it.
At least Thanksgiving, you got leftovers. Christmas, you're still within Christmas season.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day's 4th
over. 4th of July, you might have some barbecue left over. On February 15th, nobody wants chocolate. Nobody wants flowers. We're done.
Everything's on sale. Cards.
Everything's on sale. Mm-hmm. 75% off. Mm-hmm. And Halloween. Probably Valentine's Day and Halloween are the most.
We done. Pull down on the spiders and the spider webs. Take down the pumpkins, the jack-o'-lanterns. It's over.
So Versus was doing the Valentine's special the day after Valentine's.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you're going to have to get a subscription to Versus to watch this.
They said it's side piece day. Oh, it is. I'm so sad.
So the collective black community was like, no, we're not paying for no Versus, period. And in addition to, we're not actually, they just, it didn't seem to matter who it was.
Right.
By the time you're paying for Versus, it's just a concert.
It is just a concert. And they have so much ad money or from Ciroc and Doritos. We be having to watch all these Ciroc bottles. Y'all are already getting y'all's money. Stop.
Yes.
Stop acting like y'all and need Triller. More money. Yes.
Triller. Yes. Triller bought into Versus.
Mm-hmm. Like, why y'all, they really are trying to play us. And it's just like, first of all, stop putting it on apps that we got to go to. Put it where we are.
Put it back where it was when the pandemic started.
Exactly. We're not trying to go nowhere. We are here. And if not, we just going to listen to the album. That's what we just going to listen to the album.
Because the verse is only going to give you 60 to 90 seconds of it anyway.
Exactly.
Just to wet the whistle, just the tip of the song.
And these two Negroes are not about to fight each other. So ain't nothing spectacular going to happen to where I have to see it live other than, oh, I want to support them and get their numbers up. But instead, you about to make them fail.
Yeah.
You going to make them fail.
And honestly, if you were to pay for a Versus, and nothing, no disrespect to music or Anthony Hamilton, that made the artist to be the first one you paid.
You definitely not. Listen, people still ain't got their tax money yet. This is not the time that people are trying to waste money. I mean, that's why people should use Chime, because they are not going to be getting hit with all these overdraft fees and ATM fees and things of that nature, okay?
Yeah.
Because when your checking account balance is running low, the last thing you want is the overdraft fee because you paid for a Versus to see music. So
that's the last thing you want.
You don't want that. But with Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, you can save that hard-earned paper without paying overdraft fees. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases.
$200?
Because you know how sometimes them vendors be wanting to hold your payment.
Oh, they
and
do.
And then they slap it on there late, and you like, how did I end up in the hole?
Yes.
How did I end up in the sunken place? Chime said, if you end up in the sunken place, some people, eligible members, amen, can overdraft up to $200 on debit purchase and cash withdrawal with absolutely no overdraft fees. Make your first good decision in 2022 and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/SK.
SK.
That's chime.com/SK.
SK.
Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligible requirements, overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may increase up to $200 by Chime. See chime.com/spotme.
Spot me. So this morning, Swizz Beatz was like, what? Versus is going to be free on Instagram today. I was out of the country. I don't know who did it, but it's fixed. My personal opinion is they were trying to test the waters of the community to see.
They should have known. The community you in.
Here's the thing about Versus. Versus is a pandemic thriving business, right? The most successful part of Versus was the customer base was stuck at home with nothing to do, no entertainment, nowhere to go.
Amen.
Most of my most entertaining verses were the ones where it was just the person on Instagram and the other person on Instagram, choppy Wi-Fi.
Yes.
T-Pain and Lil Jon. Was it T-Pain and Lil Jon?
Yes, it was amazing.
T-Pain and Lil Jon.
It was like the first 5 or 10.
They were in their basement.
They were in their basements. It was low production value.
First one was Hit-Boy and Boy Wonder.
Hit-Boy, Jonte Austin against Sean Garrett. You know what I'm saying? Jill Scott,
Erykah Badu. The screen, Erykah Badu with Bruce Lee in the background.
Yes, that was it. Babyface and Teddy Riley, when they got it together.
Oh, my God, it was great.
Teddy Riley, still, we respect you. You were the visionary. He's the one that said, we're going to make it better.
Dancer in the background. Oh, my God, it was so good.
But, you know, now, to me, if I were in Versus, I was like, dog, you can't, even before this, I would have known that your customers are not going to
Not gonna pay. You can bring it back down if it's costing too much. Bring the production value back.
Bring it back down, or make a festival, have a concert.
Yeah, we're going to need to see you in person.
Get the live experiential thing versus tour. You're going to see five of these people that would be on Versus.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or continue to get the Triller money, but charging it off to the customer. It's like if Facebook decided to charge almost any social media site.
Yeah.
If they decide to start charging people, we'd be like, oh, done. I'm done. Okay. Facebook said it's $3 a month. They would lose 90% of their value. They had to come, all these sites had to come up with other ways.
Yes, and that's so these ads.
Yeah, they stole our information since we didn't want to pay.
So that people can advertise to you. And I think we would be okay with that. I think we would be okay with a full blown commercial in the middle of versus paying.
Yes.
Show me a whole goddamn Mary J. Blige crispy chicken commercial. I'm gonna be okay with that. I ain't gonna be mad.
And that's what the Super Bowl does. Like, so many things, the barrier of entry is pay.
Yeah.
That if it weren't like, if the Super Bowl was on Triller, if people had to pay $3 to watch the Super Bowl, a lot of people would not watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people casually watch the Super Bowl after not having consumed 1 second of an NFL game. They just watch the Super Bowl because it is something to do on a Sunday. And the commercials is how the NFL makes their money, right? Yeah. Now, if you said, oh, we're going to pass this off to the customer, you would still have people who would buy it, diehard fans, but it wouldn't be everybody in the world watching it no more.
Nah.
By the way. And also, I just want to say, this is a personal thing, and I get it, it's the internet. The Super Bowl commercials have lost a lot of their luster because they are, one, you see funnier stuff on the internet, and two, most of them are released prior to the Super Bowl. And three, what you see on the internet is way more risque than what you ever see on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Super Bowl commercials used to be like slapping. I think they can still come back. I just think they need, you know, these advertising companies need to hire younger folk.
I don't think it can be. Listen, I was just thinking about this and I was watching TikTok. You remember Charlie Bit My Finger?
Yes.
The video?
That was like one of the first viral.
Stupid viral. Ow, Charlie.
Charlie Bit
That really hurt. You never saw that?
I don't recall.
That was like, for me, that was like the first viral video that I ever remember.
I thought about that video the other day, Josh, while watching a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
If that video came out today, it would at most be a TikTok with 3 million likes. It would not have changed. Them kids went to college on that video alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, paid for their college. Family was pretty well off as a result of one video. I see 800 funnier TikToks than that and cuter every day. So it's like, the internet makes things go so much faster. And that's what I think the reason why Saturday Night Live is much less successful is because by the time Saturday night comes, 18 Instagrammers who make sketches have already, that video, everything funny that happened through the week's over. All the sketches have already happened and the funnier people have made it either funnier or faster has happened.
You're talking about their topical stuff. They do a lot of non-topical. Saturday Night Live ain't been funny since Ain't Been Funny.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched it. But I mean, their topical stuff used to be like, ooh, can't wait till Saturday Night Live. They're going to make fun of that thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like the moment that thing happens, a video's up within 3 minutes.
I mean, look at Supreme Dreams.
Supreme Dreams is who I was talking about.
Yeah.
RDC World, they going to make the funnier stuff happen. Matter of fact, that kind of crazy thing about the internet is like, they teach you what's going on. Like, I have not seen the episode of Power Book 2, the one with Woody the Great. But I know Zeke thinks he's younger than he really is. I know the character's name, Dante, all that stuff for memes.
Mm.
Memes, I say.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we have an abrupt stop because we have to shoot something else. And I totally forgot about it. And we're past like
5 minutes because 5 minutes is the hour.
Oh, really? Yeah. We're not at an hour yet?
Nah.
Okay, well, keep going, Angel. Anyway, what's your hair product you're using?
You know, no, but what I was going to say is I still think there's room for there to be funny commercials because you got to also understand that you still have an older demographic. It's not just 20, 30 year olds. You still got us 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, and 60-year-olds that would still love to see a funny commercial. I would still love to see one. But I do think definitely it makes it harder when now it's hard to be able to be like, oh, I'm the only talented person in the room, or oh, I'm the best talent, because now you see people on TikTok that are able, not that everything translates.
Yeah.
Some people are funny right in that very specific lane.
Yes.
And they cannot do anything else.
By the way, I meant to go back. Larry David's crypto commercial was very funny.
Incredible.
It was very funny.
Incredible.
Didn't even see it during the Super Bowl. heard about it and looked it up on Google, and I was like, this is funny. I also love Larry David, so I'm partial to him. Mm-hmm. I just think he's so funny, man.
That was a good one.
Did they air your Spectrum commercial during
the Super Bowl?
Would you have died? I would have been like, they didn't pay you enough. I'd be like, Super Bowl.
Oh, we would have been having a talk. Oh, that happiness would have turned.
I'm on the Super Bowl. Wait a second. I'm on the Super Bowl. How is this possible?
Oh, we would have been having some furniture moving.
How does it feel?
Oh my gosh. But we can go ahead and stop because the other thing that'll fit in to fill up the time is the ad.
That's right.
Oh, she's supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys, we'll be doing the bonus episode this Thursday.
We'll be doing the bonus episode this Thursday.
So make sure if you're a part of Kevin's Patreon that you tune in.
And if you miss the bonus episodes, you miss funny stuff.
Don't bring up the topics that are the bonus episodes because we're not going to talk about them here.
No, we're not. And Angel told the story of that dog, and I put a snippet out on the world because it was just the funniest thing in the world to me.
You put the snippet out already?
I put the snippet out because I was telling Tony, me, crazy. Angel, and Tony to hear, and Josh, we're shooting a new show, which is going to be very funny. We shot one of the funniest episodes.
Me and Kevin were fools.
It was Angel and I was like,
I have the clip.
Send it to me, Kevin.
No, I'm not going to post it until the thing comes out because it's going to ruin the joke.
I just said, send it to me. I said I was going to post it.
I
want to
see it too. I want to.
But we were laughing so hard. I was like, I was talking to them yesterday. I was like, there's no way people don't laugh at this because I cannot not laugh while it's happening.
Not. I told y'all ahead of time. I said I'm not going to make it through about 5 takes.
But I was telling Tony to hear how funny. I was like, man, this is the funniest thing I've seen since Saturday. They're like, what happened Saturday? And I was like, Angel told this story of the time she thought she was getting a Yorkie. And I sent it to Tony and Tahir, and they laughed so hard. It was just.
But anyways, we'll see you guys. We got to hurry up and shoot something else because I got an appointment to go to. So God bless y'all. Go keep
y'all. Later.
Indeed. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.